Welcome, everyone. Baz Hashem, continue with Peliyoids, Ois Aleph, in the Shir number 103, as we started the topic yesterday of Asufa. Asufa, we had mentioned that the Peliyoids is praising those Talmidei Chachamim that have gathered together in one location topics of necessity, topics of interest in learning. And he's telling us the tremendous chesed that they have done. V'ein l'cho chesed godol mizeh, shu chesed ha b'nefesh. He says, let's put things in perspective. He says, there is no greater chesed than this, that they have written and organized these svarim, and it's a chesed for the nefesh. And similar to what we discussed when it comes to achim, brothers, if you remember when he had the conversation about brothers, we said that everybody has a responsibility. If a person has the financial capability of helping another yid, everyone has all have the responsibility to help another yid. Even more so, Allah has kama v'kama, much more so when it comes to a person's brother, his own blood, his own relative, his brother from the same father and mother. He has to make sure, if he has the financial capability, that his brother is comfortable. How horrific it is that the stories that come out, that you have siblings and they can help each other. So you have parents that can help the children. You have children that can help parents. And they don't. On a greater level, to some degree, to a major degree. Because for netzach netzachim, forever and ever, he's telling us over here, v'ein l'cho chesed godol mizeh shu chesed b'nefesh. This is a chesed with your soul, with your nefesh, to write svarim on topics. And in this generation, there's so many of them. Any specific topic you want, they're coming out on those with those svarim. You want to discuss Shemitah? You want to discuss Prusbul? I have a sefer, a whole sefer, just on Prusbul. Lachas Shemitah. Specific topics. You want to know where to go? That's where it is. We all know the Svarim I have in Tehillim, Baruch Hashem. Without them, we'd be lost. I just saw recently another Sefer. Someone posted somewhere, like, oh, I have to get that Sefer. Sefer in Tehillim. The Oyesi Eile, he mezakim es harabim, b'schus harabim tolibam. And those who put together these works, and I'll say something else, and those who finance the publishing and the printing and the process of these works are mezakim the rabim. Those who write it, and those who finance it as well. And he says, very important point, and it brings us back to Simon Aleph of Shulchan Aruch, where a person has to strengthen himself and not take the mockery that people give and stop his avodas Hashem. He says, don't listen to those people who say, what did he do? He just wants to get a name for himself. That's why he's putting together a certain topic, because he wants to be able to say, oh, he wrote a sefer. Don't listen to that mockery, the late sonus. We all know this already. What are they telling us? Something we didn't know. And he says, people are going to say, oh, he's doing this to make some money. Let me tell you a secret, by the way. You ready for the secret that's publicized? You don't make so much money from Sfarim. That's the secret. Okay. And then he gets into a different conversation, and to the end of this discussion, he gets into different topics where a person has to know what type of sefer to learn from, what type of sefer to spend his time gathering together the material, a sefer that's going to be beneficial for his generation, and the svarim that have siyata shmaya, like the Chovos Halvavos, the sefer hachinuch. Wrote the work for his son. He wrote it for his son. And you'll see throughout the Sefer, he writes, Bini, my son. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this sefer is not just for your son. This sefer is for every Beis Medrash. And mishpachas around the world have the sefer chinuch in their house. And now it's been translated again. First by Feldheim, now by Art Scroll, with tremendous, wonderful elucidations. Sefer HaChinuch. Now, he says a point over here that is as important it is to have Svarim, that people gather together different topics. When it comes to Halacha Svarim, that does not say you don't need to ask a shayla to a rav. These shorter svarim, these kitzur svarim, are very important, very good. I'll give you an example. A friend of mine, many years ago, went to Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal, and he asked him, how is it possible you have a boy who's 12 years old, all of a sudden, boom, he hits 13, he's bar mitzvah, he has to know everything now? How is he supposed to know everything? Now everything's real. No more practice anymore. So Rav Yaakov Zatzal told him, they shall learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. If you learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you'll know at least when to ask a question. Because you know the topics at hand. And he told me his brother went and he learned all the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch before his bar mitzvah. It's a very nice accomplishment. And what he's saying here, don't use the Kitzur Sefer and be satisfied alone with that. Or he says also Svarim that are translated into different languages. And I'll tell you something else. Sometimes when an author writes, he has to write in a more strict way. Because if a person will just take that knowledge of what's written in the Sefer and there's room to be lenient, and just the person will write in a lenient way, but it's not for all cases, all scenarios, all situations. So sometimes Mechabri HaSfarim write in a more strict situation. But if you speak to the Rav, tell the Rav your case, and the Rav went through the Sugya and understands the situation, he can be lenient. He'll be more lenient. So this was the topic over here about Sufa, the importance of gathering Svarim together, making them available, accessible. What would the Pel Yoyd say? In this generation, in Baruch Hashem, we have so many Svarim like this. I once heard, I think it's Vishen the Maral, that in a generation like we have, when all these different topics are gathered together, it's a fulfillment, it's the beginning of the fulfillment of what we say in Davening, Kabseinu mi'aba kanfa yis'oritz. Tekabe shayfer godol cheiruseinu. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will blow that sound of the shayfer, Mashiach will blow the sound of the shayfer, the Kabseinu yachmi aba kanfa yis'oritz will gather together from all corners of the world. And when you have svarim on all different topics that gather everything together, it's a simen, Mashiach is around the corner.